Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, September 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Workers are leaving their jobs in record numbers, hoping for a fresh start at a new company. And for many of them, a job that offers flexibility and work-life balance is key.
Some employees will care a lot about flexibility in working hours, working from home, parental leave, paid parental leave. Others may be looking to start a family and may care a lot about fertility treatments.
Not all company policies are the same, so what kind of questions should you be asking to find out if a company is really as family-friendly as advertised? Our reporter Alex Janin has been speaking with career experts about it. We'll talk to her after the break.
Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of brighter futures for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
As workers transition back to the office, many don't want to lose some of the work-life balance that came along with working from home over the past 18 months. Companies are recognizing this and are either adding or tweaking policies to give employees more flexibility. But the details of those policies aren't always readily available. WSJ reporter Alex Janin wrote about how to find out more about a company's policies before you take a job there. And she's here with us to talk about it. Alex, thank you for being with us.
Happy to be here.
So, Alex, how much have companies taken steps to institute or broaden family-friendly policies since the start of the pandemic?
Well, many have. A human resources expert I spoke to said that many companies are reconsidering and reinstituting their policies and saying, what can we do to not only retain the staff that we have, but to recruit new people? However, there are some companies that are sort of steadfast in doing things the old way. And this expert thinks that those companies will lose people. Workers have a lot of power now. They're looking for more flexibility. They've gotten used to working from home, working more flexible hours, being around their family during the pandemic. And that's sort of a new expectation that many workers have going forward.
Okay, so let's say someone is looking for a new job and they're researching potential employers. What's the first place they should look to find out what types of flexibility-focused policies are offered?
A good place to start is a company's website, look at their social media, and look at anonymous review-based websites like Glassdoor. And there are other specific ones tailored for women like Fairy Godboss, In Her Sight, The Mom Project. There are certain sites like that that are catered toward specifically family-friendly policies or women, but then there are the more traditional ones, right? So it can be a good place to start to go on the website and keyword search for phrases around policies that are important to you. So keyword searching things like family-friendly, paternity leave, compassionate, mental health. And then also keep an eye out for red flag words, which a career counselor I spoke to recommended looking out for. Words like obsessive, growth, ownership. Repeated mentions of these words could be an indicator that there's a really high work volume and maybe less flexibility. And regarding review-based sites like Glassdoor, experts say it's important to take the information there with a grain of salt. Remember that companies can add their own information to these sites. And also remember that you might not be getting a wide swath of responses that are representative from every type of employee from a company, right? So it's also important to read between the lines of just as important as what is written on those sites, maybe what isn't. So if you see a certain policy coming up a lot, but working from home is really important to you and you don't see any mentions of remote work or work from home, keep an eye out for that. Read between the lines.
Now, what about connecting with a company's current or former employees and talking with them about the workplace environment? In those situations, what kinds of questions can they ask them?
Well, first, it's important for employees to identify their needs and wants. So some employees will care a lot about flexibility in working hours, working from home, parental leave, paid parental leave. Others may be looking to start a family and may care a lot about fertility treatments. So depending on what's most important to you, it's a good idea to ask a former employee about that. And you can ask them, you know, how often, if at all, were you able to work from home? How much flexibility did you have in your working hours? Was it sort of a high work volume environment? Were there a lot of after work events? Were there a lot of company offsites? Was there on-site childcare? I mean, it makes sense when you're talking to somebody who was formerly at a company, you can be a little more direct. When you're speaking to a hiring manager or a recruiter, you might have to be, you know, a little more careful about how you phrase your questions.
But workplace flexibility and family-friendly needs can be different for different people. And so if someone is at the point where they're speaking with someone inside the company for an interview, when would be the appropriate time for them to discuss their needs or desires regarding work-life balance? And how should they articulate what they're looking for?
This is a really tricky area, and experts had different opinions on this. Some say it makes sense to assess your situation and say, you know, as a job seeker, are you juggling a few offers? Do you have a lot of interviews? Are you a sole earner, or does your household have multiple incomes? If you have more flexibility in the job search, ask questions early and often and ask them directly. It's okay to name your needs and ask about them. If you have fewer options and you're really relying on this offer, it's really important to get it. It might be worth holding on to your questions until you have an offer. And in that case, you know, you can still be direct, ask direct questions, but you might want to do it a little later in the interview process. And it makes sense when you're thinking about asking questions during the interviews to sort of ask them based on what's happening in the interview or what topics are already coming up. So say you're doing a remote interview and the person that's interviewing you is clearly working from home. You could say something like, I see you're working from home. Is that commonplace in the company? Do you have a flexible work from home policy? Because this is something natural that's going to come up if you're both talking remotely. So that's one example.
And then more companies are starting to bring people back to the office. So how about if an interview or meeting takes place there? What could someone glean from meeting with an HR person on site?
You can glean more, certainly, from going into an office. Look around. Do you see an on-site childcare center? That could be a really good sign. Even a fitness center, some experts said, could be a sign that the company is investing in the mental and physical health of employees. Conversely, are you seeing a ping pong table? That could be a sign that a company has sort of a work hard, play hard, family mentality that encourages employees to stay later hours at the office. You can also really get a sense of the energy of the employees on site. Does your interviewer or other employees, do they seem stressed out, frazzled, or do people seem sort of relaxed, calm, going about their business? It just makes sense to pick up on the energy of the office if you're going on site. And then after the interview, you might want to keep an eye out for what time you get a follow-up email. Are your follow-up emails coming late at night? If you're seeing a pattern of late night communications, that could be a sign that you could be working long hours at that company.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Alex Janin with us. Alex, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.